Words of my own. He remembered. Heath was truly a remarkable man. With his passing, the world has lost a giant of humankind, a man of great integrity, of moral and ethical rectitude, a scientist of extraordinary vision and action, a champion of world peace and human rights. So diverse and complete were his talents and skills, be they scientific, technical, managerial, or interpersonal, that it's simply impossible to capture his greatness in a few short paragraphs. But it only took one meeting with Pete to know that one was in the presence of an exceptional man. Such was the infectiousness of his personality, the clarity of his thought, and the incisiveness of his words. But Pete was also a man of great humility and unselfishness. He was the same caring, nurturing individual, whether he was guiding a student, a technician, a director, or a prominent statesman. Horace Mann said, "Seek not greatness, but seek truth, and you will find both." Pete lived both. Mann also said, "Be ashamed to die until you have won some victory for humanity." Pete won so many. To scientists of my generation, Pete set the gold standard. His was the career to emulate. Can't tell you how many times in my directorship I felt the positive impact and the safe haven from aspiring to lead, promote, and defend this laboratory based on the lessons of Pete. His legacy of scientific leadership and vision created a platform from which we all could flourish. Where would we be were it not for the LINAC, for SPHEAR, for PEP, the intertwining of SLAC with the university, and I could go on for hours. Pete remained vibrant, current, and involved to the end. During the past few months, the Department of Energy has been considering how to reduce the number and impact of what they call burdensome orders. I think most of you know what those are. A debate that has as its kernel the true nature and intent of the M&O contracting process. The Secretary of Energy became personally involved, and I was thrust in the role of leading the charge for the DOE laboratory directors. Well, wouldn't you know it, but Pete, in advising President Eisenhower, effectively invented the M&O contracting process and all the good things that were inherent in it. So not only did he counsel and educate me, but he personally edited twice the DOE's white paper, and he met with Undersecretary Ray Orbach in Washington specifically on this topic. He maintained his push until the Secretary recently committed the changes to paper. Just 2 weeks ago, Pete asked me to come and see him, and he offered his personal time and service to help me with the new contract negotiations. Deeply concerned about the importance of establishing a meaningful and enduring agreement between Stanford and the federal government, he was filled with energy for the process. And of course, the meeting was preceded by his having read and critically appraised the documents that govern that competition. As always, he had done his homework. Many of us saw him this past Monday. Since he wasn't on travel, where else would he have been? But it's luck. To say that we will miss him greatly is to understate the enduring impact he had on us all. Rene and I convey our deepest sympathies and condolences to you, Adele, to Margaret, Carol, Edward, Richard, and Stephen, and to the family at large. We thank you for his life.